More flights could get grounded because of heat waves. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Remember how it was too hot for planes to fly in Phoenix last month? That could happen more often as our climate warms.
As temperatures go up, and air becomes less dense, it's more difficult for airplanes to generate lift on their wing.
That's Radley Horton. He's a professor at Columbia University's Lamont-Doherty Earth Observatory.
What our study looked at was the fact that just a little bit of additional warming, as we're pretty much guaranteed with a change in climate, is going to mean far more frequent and more intense heat wave events in the future, making this phenomenon a lot more common and requiring more removal of passengers when it does happen.
He says when it's too hot for planes to take off safely, airlines might have to remove cargo or passengers, or they might have to shift flights to cooler parts of the day or cancel some flights altogether during heat waves. This is the Environment Report. We talk a lot about how people can adapt to climate change, and scientists have found that some animals are changing their behavior. Eric Beaver is a research ecologist with the U.S. Geological Survey. He joins me now to talk more about this. Hello.
Hi there.
So there's a term, behavioral flexibility. That's the ability of an animal to rapidly change its behavior in response to environmental changes. What animal species are doing this because of climate change?
A diversity of species across the animal kingdom. It may be within a smaller group. It may be some species in a particular family, but not other species in a particular family. Within a given species, it may be some populations in some parts of their geographic range, but not in other parts of their range.
And what kinds of changes do animals make?
Quite a diversity of behaviors have been exhibited. What we found, we used an approach to essentially comprehensively and exhaustively review published literature to find what are the contexts in which species are exhibiting this behavioral flexibility to accommodate environmental change and contemporary climate change. And we found that the changes included changes in timing of reproduction, timing in migration, feeding behaviors, how they use habitats, how they regulate their own temperature, how they avoid predators, and things of that nature.
What limits animals' ability to respond to climate change?
Species have a lot of things that they're trying to balance, anything from other life activities that they have to engage in, from feeding and obtaining water and reproducing. And then sometimes species simply do have physiological limitations, whether there's only a maximum temperature, for example, that a species can handle. It may be a certain amount of aridity. They can only handle up to a certain level of dryness.
What's the bigger picture here in terms of implications over the long term for the animal kingdom?
I think the bigger picture is that we have a pretty nuanced story in terms of species response to contemporary climate change and the kind of the near and longer term consequences of that. There was a perspective some years ago that species will be either climate change winners or climate change losers. And the more research that comes out, at least that I'm aware of, the more that we're finding that species in parts of their range are winners and other parts of their range they're losers. And in some years they're winners and other years they're losers. You know, you can parse things too finely perhaps, but I think that the equation is not always totally simple.
Eric Beaver is a research ecologist with the U.S. Geological Survey. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.